Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Happy We Story Month. We come in the Hunter live right here from the Gullah Geechee Nation, Hunter chilling. You know this here, the We Station, Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. This here, the Queen Quet Head upon the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. So glad to be back here upon We Station. So glad that Hunter taking the time out this here, and thing like that, for tuning in with Hunter today live. Whether Hunter the deal iTunes, whether Hunter the Gwine Yona, them find this your thing on Twitter, on Facebook, or wherever Hunter the deal. If you download them and things like that, got them in your iPod while Hunter the jog. We appreciate you. Because you know, this your show where we keep uplifting. They're the living legacy and pay ancestral homage. So we're so glad it is evening. We going to take this your time, but dedicate this your program right now to the founder of Negro History Week. To Negro History Month, now the Black History Month. Right here, we want to give this moment of silence to Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Well, we're so glad that Hunter Chillin to join me and things like that. You know, we not just to celebrate we story because it's a February in this year part of the world. Because, you know, Black History Month is going on October or the rest of the water and things like that. If Hunter is going to England and things like that, they do them later in the year. We ain't just do this year now. We black all year. 365, 366. So we celebrate who we be all the time and things like that. But we glad that Hunter Chillin joined. We taught him not robbery, but tune in. For celebrate with we this year day and things like that. So, you know, men I want to jump right in to the month and the team and things like that first. Men want to jump into events and things first. We want to start off with the words of the founder and things like that and give you a little bit of background for why him been to do this show. So maybe crack my teeth all the rest of the week. There are plenty of listeners and things around the world. Y'all saying everything with me to crack my teeth too. So to begin this year's Black History Month and Our Story Month, African Heritage Month, I'd like to open with quotes from the founder himself, Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Those who have no record of what their forebears have accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from the teaching of biography and history. He also stated, if a race has no history, if it has no worthwhile tradition, it becomes a negligible factor in the thought of the world, and it stands in danger of being exterminated. Now, I start off with those two quotes, and the latter quote is one that you have heard me say before on this program. You've seen it if you're following us on Facebook at Gullah Geechee Nation or Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio, or if you follow our sponsors, the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, on Facebook, or if you follow our blog at GullahGeecheeNation.com, you've seen me write this quote out. If you follow us on Twitter at Gullah Geechee, you have seen me tweet this quote out. And so there is no shortage of places in which you have heard me make reference to this quotation. And it is so critical to us in the Gullah Geechee Nation because had it not been for those who've been engaged as members for 21 years now with the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, writing letters, doing petitions, speaking up where others were presenting about us as a negligible factor or presenting of us as mythology and not reality, as they were allowed to continue to write in the media that Gullah Geechees are gone or Gullah Geechees are disappearing or the language Gullah is and it has its last dying breath, as one title said, and so forth, that might have spoken our extermination into existence. So we had to come forth and start to speak for ourselves and tell Hona who we do anything like that, for we want self crack we teeth, for we self and things like that, and Redawas for we ancestors. So here it is, and now globally there has been an established movement to protect and respect Gullah Geechee culture, our heritage, our language, our traditions, and there's yet still a human rights battle, a land rights battle going on in that regard. But were there not a recorded, a documented story of our people, then we would not have had what the Western world accepts as evidence and as data and as facts to prove our existence, to prove that existence of our ancestors. So I definitely pay honor to Dr. Carter G. Woodson every year, consistently, because he had the forethought to say, well, wait a minute, I see that these pages of all of these scholarly texts tend to leave out people of African descent contributions to the world, and especially those people of African descent that were black people, Negroes at during his time. That means the African people that were within the boundaries of what is referred to as the United States of America, that whose ancestors had been kidnapped and on whose backs this country that they call the United States of America has been built, that they were not teaching in the classroom of inventors and scientists and healers and intellectuals that existed that had skin that was brown to black in tone. Instead, everyone that was being taught about were Anglo people. So as a result of this type of non-existing literature, he didn't just say, oh, woe is me, or say, oh, you see these people ain't right because I know black people did something. No, he decided to do something, fill a void, and he did it effectively by creating Negro History Week as a celebration that would take place during the between the dates that are the birth dates of Abraham Lincoln, because of the fact that he was the president that signed the Emancipation Proclamation, and the great orator Frederick Douglass. He picked that week to enlighten people and to celebrate a legacy. He developed an organization called the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, which is now the Association for the Study of African-American Life and History. I have a great deal of love and respect for that organization because of the visionary behind it, Dr. Carter G. Woodson, and because of the thousands of people who continue to be members of the organization year after year that still hold up the banner nationally and internationally of telling our story as black people around the world, as people of African descent, who are accomplished people, who are people who work together, thrive together, that has victories together, that have not been exterminated in spite of all the things that people have done and are doing to attempt to eliminate us as a race of people. I'm thankful to the people who joined him in Asala to make sure that the work was done while Dr. Woodson was alive and that expanded and continue it today. So I definitely salute every member, every officer, the executive director, and every one of Asala. The day that I got the Living Legacy Award some years ago during, of course, when? Black History Month in Washington, D.C. from Asala. That was one of the greatest honors I've received in terms of awards, because here it was that I had the opportunity to celebrate this every year, but would have never thought that I would bear anything that had the name of the same organization that had founded such a critical movement for all of our people. So it's a blessing to me every time I have an opportunity to go into a school and talk with younger people and make sure that they realize what February is, because so many of them don't know February is Black History Month, and especially if they are non-black children. They don't know. And here it is that this celebration continues. Well, just for those who haven't listened to the broadcast in the past, I want to give you a bit of background on the beginnings of the celebration and the man who started the celebration. When I mentioned that it was originally Negro History Week, it started in February of 1926. 1926 is when they first started celebrating Negro History Week, which has evolved into Black History Month. Now, in 1915 was when he actually started the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, which is now the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, which we call ASALA. So you're talking about over an 11-year journey. This organization, seeing what needed to be done and doing it, that it was fine for us to get together as a group and study Negro life and history, but what good does it do if just a group of us are meeting and studying it? We have to have a way to convey this information to broader groups of people. And so in order to do that, let's do a celebration. Let's have a week that we do this every year. Then because it was so well accepted, it wasn't enough to do this in a week. There's too much information. There's too many things to celebrate. There's too many things to write about. There's too many things to present. Let's do this over the course of a month. So now, as they moved forward, what was it they were presenting in 1926? Where were they getting this information from? Well, 1926 marked a decade from when they started the Journal of Negro History. The Journal of Negro History, which is the publication that you obtain as a member of ASALA, that journal started in 1916. In 1937, Carter G. Woodson also established the Negro History Bulletin. He also formed an African-American-owned Associated Publishers Press in 1921. Or a Negro press in 1921. Now, we don't hear a whole lot about all of that. Carter G, and the G stands for Godwin, the mispronunciation that people do of my last name a lot. His real middle name is Godwin. Carter Godwin Woodson was actually born December 19, 1875, in New Canton, Virginia. His mom was Anna Eliza Riddle Woodson, and his dad was James Woodson. He was the fourth of seven children, and they were sharecroppers, okay? He had to work to help his family out. He went through school, though, and he was an excellent student. They said he finished actually ahead of his class because he was supposed to do 4 years of school. He finished that much in two. We went on to go to Berea College in Kentucky. He later worked for the U.S. government as an education superintendent in the Philippines, and then he continued to travel until he ended up going to the University of Chicago, which is where he got his bachelor's and his master's from. And then he got his doctorate from Harvard University in 1912. Harvard, the place that right now is saying they want to study the Gullah language and that they're doing a course about that, which is being put together without any input or insight from people who actually speak the language fluently here in the Gullah Geechee Nation. It's been put together and offered by a group of scholars. So it's a double-edged sword many times when people do get into academicians groups studying other people and their story, because the academic feels they are the most informed intellectual in the room. And so, therefore, they don't really feel that they need to consult the natives about a lot of things, and even about documenting and presenting those people's stories. But at the time that Dr. Woodson was doing this and his colleagues were doing this, nobody had been writing it down, much less presenting it to others, and especially not leaving the written word in a format. We've always had oral tradition. We still have oral tradition as African people. So it was critical to have things written. It is, and I am not against it, and many of you know I have books out there. You can go to GullahGeechee.biz. You can go to Amazon.com. You can find my books out there. So I'm not anti-writing. I am not anti-being a scribe on any level, artistically or historically. However, when you are an artist and you write, you should create from your mind and from your experiences. But when you are a historian, it would behoove you to actually dialogue with the people and not just re-quote somebody else and then put your spin on it from your cultural perspective. It's important for the voice to come from the people. And that's what was happening with, and should still be happening, with Black History Month celebrations. So that is why the Gullah Geechee Nation does not think it's robbery in any way, shape, or form to celebrate our story all year long, every day. But especially to heighten that opportunity for people to engage directly with us. For honey, yeti, who we be from, we and thing like that, and when we the crack, we want teeth. And so that you will know, because many would think our forebearers did not accomplish anything because others didn't write it down, because in the Western world they don't value oral history. They value the written story. But if there's nothing in writing, as Dr. Carter G. Woodson said, if a race has no history, if it has no worthwhile tradition, it becomes a negligible factor in the thought of the world, and it stands in danger of being exterminated. You're a negligible or a non-existing factor, because if I never heard of you, because I could never read about you, I don't know nothing about you. Fortunately, and I'm a scientist, I'm a computer scientist, so fortunately, we have evolved in technology where we can communicate with each other over thousands of miles on opposite sides of the world, opposite coast, anywhere, to a library to find a book and hope maybe we see it. We don't have to hope we join an organization that has scholarly reviewed journals that we get to obtain as members. We can go and read. But more than just reading, we shouldn't accept everything on the Internet as fact, especially if it's about a living group of people such as the Gullah Geechee Nation. If you have the opportunity to then engage with the people themselves, you then have a history with the people themselves that you can value and that you can share. Don't try to be us or be us, tell everybody you're the expert on us, but you can then talk about your experience with us. And then use quotes from us as you present what the journey was about, how we define ourselves, because we are a self-determined nation of people from Jacksonville, North Carolina, to Jacksonville, Florida, and 30 to 35 miles inland from the Atlantic Ocean to the St. John's River. So within these boundaries, we have a number of events and activities going on for Black History Month for people who truly want to engage directly with the community, people who truly have respect for who we be done, you know, thing like that, and that you like it, yeti from we who we done. So this month is the annual Hilton Head Island Gullah Celebration, which began 22 years ago as the Native Islander Gullah Celebration, because initially Hilton Head Islanders don't call themselves Gullah or Geechee. They call themselves Native Islanders, which is nebulous. Over time, we've worked with them, and through this celebration has caused them to recognize and begin to somewhat appreciate that they be Gullah Geechee. So as it began to be altered to become more of a tourist attraction for Hilton Head, and because funding was coming from large groups and banks and various parties, non-Gullah Geechee parties on that island, eventually this name change was pushed and accepted to become the Hilton Head Island Gullah Celebration, as opposed to the Native Islander Gullah Celebration. And I knew when the name changed, the existence and structure would change as well. So the event now has some good programming, but you won't necessarily hear Gullah, or you won't hear a great deal of it. You may hear some Geechee here and there. A lot of it is to help entertain people coming in, and then kind of put things in a context of just general history on the island that may possibly be African-American. I sat in on a program on yesterday. The event started on February 1st. It runs through February 28th. And the entire time that we're here to discuss the topic of the people on Hilton Head Island during Reconstruction, who were they? The word Gullah was never used for the people. The words African-American were used for those people. The people are Gullah Geechee. The whole island was Gullah Geechee during Reconstruction, short of less than 50 Anglo people that were on there. So why wouldn't you simply call the people by the names that they bear? Then definitely don't call them African-American, because African-American came up as a terminology that Jesse Jackson forwarded back in the 1980s. So when we're talking about the 1800s, we're not being called that. The island was, as one other term was used throughout the program, blacks. It was an island of blacks. Who were the blacks? What was the ethnic background? They were Gullah Geechee. There are African-Americans, Africans, Gullah Geechees, and all that on Hilton Head now, along with just about every nationality in the world, because of displacement of the Gullah Geechee folks. So I pray to God that the folks did not let the entire event get displaced out of their hands as they open up more doors to partnerships. Because as you celebrate your own culture, how you present it will be what's documented. And that's what someone's going to refer to in an archive later, whether it is from a peer-reviewed journal, whether it's from a blog, or whether it's from a video that's going to still be around. We have to be very concerned when others are trying to redefine us in a context that makes it palatable to them and that's acceptable to them, because we've done too much to stand to make sure that people respected our history, traditions, and culture. So the answer to the people on Hilton Head Island during Reconstruction, who were they, is they were Gullah Geechee. Who are they now? Gullah Geechee descendants that live on the same land that the people purchased during Reconstruction. And that should have been said at that program, but it never was. The words Gullah Geechee never were mentioned, separately or together. They were not mentioned at the program. Interesting that we would have something called a Gullah Celebration and have something like that happen, because we're still dealing with people that are not willing to accept that there's a group of people who've held on to their own traditions, heritage, and culture and forwarded it, much less have their own language, and that they were black. Wow. Yes. And we're still here. We haven't been exterminated. Thank God for that. So I'm praying that as the celebration continues on, there'll be even more enlightenment and there'll be opportunities for dialogues, because many times the error is because no one communicates to people truth, because they prefer to be liked instead of be accurate. And so that's how people's rights get violated. And then as we think it's only a minor thing, it becomes a major thing, because they violate one, they can continue violations to see how far they can go. The people here on the Sea Islands had to fight to stop being violated, had to stand up and fight the very civil war that led them into, after its winning by the Union, into this period called Reconstruction. But part of that story, of that journey, happened at a place called Mitchellville in Beaufort County, South Carolina, on the island of Hilton Head in the Gullah Geechee Nation. So as the celebration on Hilton Head continues, there's another activity other than singing. There's going to be a lot of different choirs singing at the various Gullah Geechee churches on Hilton Head throughout the month. Other than singing and other than going to eat food, because there's a lot of different food events going to be going on, there's another educational experience which is going to happen Saturday, February the 10th, which is going to be called the Freedom Experience at Mitchellville. It'll take place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Mitchellville Freedom Park, which is on Beach City Road on Hilton Head. So it's an opportunity to hear the voices of those who were those people of African descent that helped to form Mitchellville. Now, there's going to be some music there, but the main thing is there's going to be a voice given to those ancestors. So you might want to come on out with the family to that event. Many of you went last week to Gullah Roots up in North Charleston, and Gullah Roots is open all year long. So when you're going out to these events in neighborhoods near there, just because you might have missed the one-year anniversary Gullah Appreciation Night, don't worry about that. Go on by the shop anyway and purchase some things, including some beautiful attire that you might want to wear this month, to the opening of the Black Panther film, for instance, and to many of these other events that we have going on. You may have also been in Charleston itself, come down from North Charleston to the city of Charleston, to the International African American Museum, which most of you know I'm an advisor to. I was one of the initial founding board members for it, worked on this project diligently for years, and I'm looking forward to the groundbreaking for it this year. IAM had an event on Saturday in conjunction with the Gullah Society group with Dr. O and those operate the internment of our Gullah Geechee ancestors there in Charleston, the Anson Street African Burial Ground, and also about beginning your genealogy. Well, the Gullah Society is going to have these different community dialogues or community conversations at different locations, and another one will happen at another place that we have fought for at the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition and got the victory to keep it open in perpetuity to the public so that people can learn of our legacy, our story, our journey, even through chattel enslavement and then into the Reconstruction era where the Freedmen's Bureau was located on James Island, South Carolina, which is still in Charleston County, okay, at McLeod Plantation. So on February 24th, the Gullah Society will be partnering with McLeod, and they will have a conversation there during the early part of the day, and then people can even leave from that and go over to a genealogy workshop, which is free, at the Johns Island Library. You can take one highway between James Island and Johns Island, and you could actually go to both of those events in the course of that day. So between those two activities, the what's happening in Mitchellville and then the time frames that these things are going to go on with Gullah Society and at Johns Island Library, we have some other great things that's happening in Charleston as well as St. Helena Island. On February the 13th, well, actually this one's in Bluffton, in Beaufort County, it's in Bluffton. On February the 13th, at 6 p.m. There's going to be a presentation at the University of South Carolina Beaufort Campus Center, which is actually located in Bluffton, not the one downtown Beaufort where I was early today. This one is called Segregation, Education, and Self-Determination, Septima Clark, Charlotte Fortin, Grimke, and Robert Smalls. So that should be a very, very interesting dialogue and presentation that evening. Then on Saturday, February the 17th, 2018, at noon at the Lamsey Building in North Charleston, our Gullah Geechee Angel Network, which is the official 501c3 of the Gullah Geechee Nation, will be hosting another Tech Up Step Up event. And so this time, Tech Up Step Up is focusing on our Gullah Geechee link with the island of Barbados, and in particular, the Barbados Carolina Legacy connection through their foundation with their founder, Sister Rhoda Green. And so you can come on out, bring the children out so that they can be part of this event on Saturday, February 17th from 12 to 3, again back up in North Charleston at the Lamsey Building. Tuesday, February the 20th at 6 p.m., meet me on my home island, St. Helena Island, all right, at our St. Helena Branch Library, because we are going to have an event there called Gullahs of Achievement. I'm going to focus on Robert Abbott, who is the founder of the Defender newspaper that many people may have heard of and was based where? Same place that Dr. Carter G. Woodson had gone, in Chicago. All right, and we're going to talk about how he is often given credit for the Great Migration. And we're going to talk about the impacts of the reversal of the Great Migration that have happened and that are happening. And so in order for us to really make sure also that the Gullah Geechee story is disseminated far and wide, there's a number of other things going on this month. There are activities. There's an exhibit. Benya Kumya exhibit is at Brook Green Gardens. Our Artist of the Year several years ago for the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival was Sandra. You all have seen much of her work, Sandra Renee Smith's work, posted on our Gullah Geechee Nation Facebook fan page. Her works are displayed at Brook Green Gardens this month, so hopefully you will get an opportunity and a chance to support that work that is going on there and purchase some of her artwork and some other Gullah Geechee folks' artwork throughout the month and eat at Gullah Geechee-owned restaurants throughout the month, because this should be an opportunity not just to feed our minds, but feed our souls, our bodies, our spirits, and feed our community economically. So we should be purchasing Black History board games. Yes, I said board games, not video games. We should be purchasing Black books. Yes, I said books. I didn't necessarily. You can download them. I have no problem if you're digital books or they're physical books, but something to read. Okay, yes, it's wonderful to watch DVDs and documentaries. I'm getting ready to have my Black History Night viewing as soon as I end this show. I do this usually with family members, but I'm going to do that. But I also read. And so we should make sure that we encourage literacy throughout the month. And I will be doing just that as I go to yet another college bus to really kick off our Save the Sea Islands. My world tour for this year has gone back to the original title that I started out with 21 years ago, the Save the Sea Islands tour. I'll be on throughout this entire year. And I'm very happy that I will have the opportunity to go up to Winthrop University to Dinah's Place this coming Thursday. I will be at Dinah's Place at 8 p.m. There is a fee for admission. If you're a student at Winthrop, you can get in free. Otherwise, they have a discounted ticket that's $5, and then there's also the general admission is $7. And so please come on out. Tell people that you know who are in the Rock Hill, South Carolina area that will be there presenting on Gullah Geechee history, heritage, and culture this coming Thursday, February the 8th at 8 p.m. at Winthrop University at Dinah's Place. And so I will also have the books and CDs and DVDs there that people can purchase. And so I know a lot of times people say, oh, I wish I could be there. Well, just stay tuned to Gullah Geechee TV as well, that we will be broadcasting as we always do. We always always start everything back up in February. We'll be back with some things for your viewing pleasure this week. And so you'll get to see some of the things that we have already documented. Oh, that is always about our story, which is always Black history, which is always living history, which is always about our journey as a people. And to that end, part of that journey of our people to be in North America, to be considered Negro, to be considered Black, was because of the transatlantic slave trade. When our ancestors were kidnapped and captured from Aucoin, which we call Africa today, and then transplanted onto the Sea Islands. And when we talk about the war, the Civil War, and going into the Reconstruction era, many of the lands of the Sea Islands and many other parts of the Deep South became owned by Black people, by Negro people, for at one point we were called. Many people have lost that because of the Great Migration I mentioned before. So there has become something called the Black Land Loss Crisis, because many people who want to come back south now have no land that they own to come back on. Or if they come back on the land, they don't know what to do with the land. They don't know how to cultivate the land. They don't know how is this an asset to me. Well, last year, we had the inaugural Black Folks Land Legacy Conference here on St. Helena Island. Well attended. Outstanding presenters. Outstanding dialogue. I met some wonderful people that were there that day, and I hope to see them again this year. Many have become members of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. Thank you for that. So we are continuing the journey this year, March 9th and 10th on St. Helena Island. This year, we're focusing on Gullah Geechee to Seminole Transnational Identity. So please register on Eventbrite. You'll see the Black Folks Land Legacy Conference 2018. Please register and join us on St. Helena Island next month, March 9th and 10th, for the Black Folks Land Legacy Conference. We have an opportunity for you to engage on the land so that you can see what it is that our people fought for and then obtained between the U.S. Civil War and the Reconstruction era, and that are fighting to hold on to now. And some are fighting to get a piece of now. But how does your identity play a part in that? And who defines what your identity is? And how does that interpretation of that definition play out legally? And does that enfranchise or disenfranchise you? These are the kind of constructs and concepts that we would dialogue about during the Black Folks Land Legacy Conference. So we hope that you will come bring a busload of other black folk that are interested in this topic and are interested in ownership of land and keeping their legacy alive and not letting it be a legendary thing that the old black folks are from 40 acres and a mule. I'm still waiting on 40 acres and a mule on Spike Lee. Got it, 40 acres and a mule. Let's stop that. There is still a legacy of black land ownership, but we have to educate the coming generation on how to maintain that ownership of that asset that means so much spiritually, intellectually, and financially. So don't give away your gold. So here it is that we have that event coming up on March the 9th that will continue this journey of celebrating black history, 365, 366. Then, as we go further on, we also have the Coastal Cultures Conference, which many of you know is our annual conference that will be held April the 4th from 11 to 5 here on St. Helena Island. Once again, the registration is available on Eventbrite. You can put in Coastal Cultures Conference 2018, and the links will pop up. And also, if you go to our Gullah Geechee Nation Facebook fan page under events, they're all right there. If you go to Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition's fan page, you'll see all the events there. If you go to GullahGeecheeNation.com, click events, you'll get all the details of all of these things, and the registration links are right there for you in the center of the page as well as on the right-hand side of the page. You can click from our list in our calendar of activities, and you can then see what the costs are and everything. A lot of events like Gullahs of Achievement is free. our April 7th event, which will be Gullah Geechee Gold Rice Festival. We expected to have the inaugural event last year, and the hurricane came. I can't even at this point say if that one was a tropical storm or the hurricane, because we got hit with these things back-to-back at this point. But we had to reschedule. We thought it wise to reschedule because the weekend that we would have held it, people were just being let back onto many of the islands, and people were still trying to clean up from that. And so we decided we would host it in April, right after we returned from Trinidad and Tobago from the Hill Rice Symposium. We'll be down there in March, all right, celebrating. And once again, you can find information on Facebook on our pages about this event as well, and so that you can come down to the Hill Rice Symposium and celebration there as we relink the journey of rice throughout the African diaspora and how it links from here to Trinidad Tobago is from the Americans who were actually Gullah Geechees that ended up settling down there. And so we will bring the journey full circle by going there and then coming back here to St. Helena Island for the Gullah Geechee Gold Rice Festival, which will be Saturday, April the 7th from 10 to 3. It will be part of the St. Helena Island Community Market, and it is free. So you can definitely come on out, bring the family. It's going to be all different types of rice dishes. It's going to be fun to come and hang out and just enjoy yourself. So we're not going to push and go into all the other activities we have for the rest of the year, not at this point. But we will continue, as you know, always on the show to keep you apprised of what is going on and what is critical at that moment in time. And right now I'm going to give out the phone number for anybody who has any questions, comments, anything like that that you want to call in, while I also give you an update on something that is extraordinarily critical to us right now that will affect our community greatly and could have a lot of massive impacts to our coastline. And so definitely let me give you the phone number, and then I want to tell you about that, which is happening right now. So if you want to call in because you have comments, questions, you can call us at 347-324-3903, 347-324-3903. Now, on February the 13th, there's going to be a massive rally in Columbia, South Carolina, which is the state capital of South Carolina, of numerous environmental groups, and the Gullah Geechee Nation's leaders will be right there to stand up against seismic gun use and oil drilling off of the Atlantic seaboard, and in particular off the coast of the Gullah Geechee Nation. Now, I know many of you say, wait a minute, what? I thought this was a new show. I heard that before. You did hear it before, and many of you helped us stop it before. We stopped the drills. We stopped the seismic gun testing. We got the coast removed from any type of U.S. governmental plan for the possibilities of oil exploration. But that was under President Obama's administration. That was not under this current administration. So under this current administration, they have decided that they will proceed with trying to reopen this area and include it in some sort of plan to open it up to seismic gun use and oil testing. If you once again follow us at GullahGeecheeNation.com, you will see where we have listed under environmental justice the information for you to write in letters before March the 9th, comments into the Bureau of Oceans and Energy Management, BOEM. They are accepting input and comments, and please write that you stand with the Gullah Geechee Nation in opposition to any seismic gun use or oil exploration off the Atlantic seaboard. Okay, please. Make sure to enter. It only takes a few minutes. Please take the time to do that. We've tweeted it. We'll be tweeting it some more. But on February the 13th, buses will leave from Beaufort County, Charleston County, and Georgetown County, leaving to go to Columbia. It will only cost you $3 to go on the bus. We're going to spend the whole day because the buses have to leave at about 8 in the morning to be there for the rally at 11 in the morning. After the rally, you'll have some time to go on your own to whatever restaurant you want, have lunch, meet people, dialogue. Go into the state house, lobby the people in the legislature that act like they don't understand why this is going to be a problem if we have a potential oil drill and oil spill. You can then meet us back at the DoubleTree Hotel for the BOEM comments meeting, where we're also going to have speakers prior to that. So 3 o'clock that afternoon, we're going to have speakers that are going to be out there at the DoubleTree before the 3 o'clock hour, and then BOEM is going to start their meeting at 3 o'clock in that same DoubleTree Hotel, and they're going to be there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. The buses going up are going to depart at 4 p.m. So right after we've done our own rally in the street, we go in there, we have another rally in the building. We go in, you make your comments, you leave your comment forms, you put your data in the computers BOEM will have in the hotel ballroom. We will board the bus, 4 o'clock, come on back to the coast. You get home 6, 7 o'clock that day. So it'll be a whole day. If you are in Columbia, you know people in Columbia, you rather drive, you got vans, you got buses you're going to bring, meet us in front of the state capitol in Columbia, South Carolina, February the 13th, with your banners, with your flags, with your everything that lets people know that you do not want any oil drilling done off the East Coast, off the Atlantic, and in the Atlantic Ocean. Do not allow it. Do not stand for this, because it is a very small percentage of people who are just trying to financially benefit while exploiting the Earth's resources and exploiting and damaging our environment. So we cannot back down, nor will we back off. And so next week I'll elaborate even further on this entire topic and give us some more information, because you have until March the 8th to truly get the letters, the comment letters in to BOEM, so that this way we can make sure we have the abundance of us speaking loudly and in a unified manner like we did before against the oil drilling. So at first I looked at it and I said, wow, what timing. In the midst of Black History Month, where generally every day of the month I am presenting somewhere, or I'm traveling to somewhere else to present, or traveling back to go to another location to present, this year I had these spaces in my calendar, and every one of these spaces seemed to be filling up with me being called to a meeting or an interview or something to help fight once again this issue that we thought was done with for a decade at least to come, and now we're dealing with it. But then when I thought about it deeply, really meditated on it, I said, but it's still the same stand I fight every day, because this is still about our land and our legacy and who we be as Gullah Geechee and Tengwai Kanete. So thank you, God, for this your seat, and thank you for this your victory. So for all of you who are not yet members of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition and you would like to become dues-paying members, if you register for any of those conferences that I mentioned or any of the events that I mentioned, even the Goals of Achievement, when you see on the Eventbrite listings for the registration, even for the free passes to the various events, even for the Gullah Geechee Gold Rice Fest, please get your free pass. Even though we say an event is free, please go on there and sign in and sign up, because that will put you in place for things. Sometimes we have giveaways, but also it keeps you in our database so you know when other activities are happening. So please make sure that you do register. Even you, oh, I'm going to go down there, it's free, they said, and don't matter, it's going to be outside, I can just show up. You can't do that, but then we have no means by which to keep you in the loop. So please make sure you use the Eventbrite link and put your information in there, and that way we can keep you linked up to all these activities, and so that you can continue to stand with us for the land throughout the journey. And so please make sure to go ahead, use those links, and connect with us, and that way come on a journey. Come to the people who live this legacy, that the one that Hona One Yeti from a thing like whatever, who we be. Make sure to come and be a part of it, and to be a part of it every day. You'll see when you go on there to get a pass or to register, you can become a member of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. So please, pay your membership dues on there, or you can go to gullahgeechee.biz, G-U-L-L-A-H-G-E-E-C-H-E-E.biz, You can order items, including the books and CDs and DVDs that I mentioned that I have in person at various events. You can go on there as well and pay for membership dues. If you want to know more about what the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition does, you can go to gullahgeechee.net. Once again, Gullah is G-U-L-L-A-H, Geechee is G-E-E-C-H-E-E. There is no I in Geechee if it a we. Okay, gullahgeechee.net. And you can also email me directly at gullgeeco@aol.com. gullgeeco@aol.com. And we can always send you these links. You can connect up more. You'll be in the database so that you'll get direct emails and everything from us about activities and opportunities for you to engage with us, and especially engage with the native Gullah Geechee people. That's why the events that I'm laying out here tonight are so critical, that you participate and learn, but also be around the people themselves that are there. And so wherever your journey is taking you this month, I pray that it takes you there safely, bring you back home safely, and bring you back very enlightened. I pray that you definitely have the third eye opened and that the scales removed from all of the eyes, so that you can see clearly. And I pray that you be people of vision, because where there is no vision, the people perish. It's time to stop the perishing and begin the prospering. We need to be prospering. We don't need to be perishing. And if there's any greater time to plant seeds for us to prosper as black people, as people of African descent, then I would feel that would be during Black History Month. This is African Heritage Month as well. So let's celebrate our African heritage. I hope that you'll go out and pack the theaters, sell out the theaters via Fandango for the Black Panther movie and the various showings of it that's happening throughout the Gullah Geechee Nation, including that there is Future Farms up in North Charleston. They're having a fundraiser for themselves, and it will be a Black Panther screening. So please try to support Future Farms, because they continue our land legacy through agriculture here in the Gullah Geechee Nation. So before we wind up, I see that I do have a caller, 540-871. How honey to do this evening, 540-871. What's going on?
It's going on good, Queen. Be Brother Walter from Virginia.
Oh, Brother Walter, how honey to do? What's going on? You calling because your homeboy, I tell you, your homeboy Carter D. Woodson, that why you calling from Virginia?
I don't know. I be you know, every closed eye ain't shut.
I know that's
I be
right.
I be listening. Uh-huh. I just wanted to say hello and send support. And if there's any way I can be, I'll be in Columbia or I'll be at Rock Hill.
Excellent. I sure appreciate that. I sure appreciate that. And I'm so glad that you called to say that, because, you know, here it is. You've traveled to many of the conferences, and I hope you'll make the Black Land Legacy Conference again this year, and have been a consistent and active member of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, even though your home base is Virginia. And people would think your home base is right on St. Helena Island. You hear so much. And we have a lot of people who will say, and they're right here in Beaufort County, and say, oh, you know, I meant to get to something, but I missed all them events. But
they
then you didn't
know
make much of an effort. There we go. So if you can make the effort to come from Virginia to South Kakalaki, and these folks in South Kakalaki miss out, they just going to miss out. They just going to miss out. So we definitely pray traveling mercies for you as you make your way further south, because y'all supposed to be part of the south. Y'all be acting up sometimes like y'all ain't, but you know, Virginia, y'all supposed to be part of the south like the rest of us, you know, but making your way further south. I definitely look forward to seeing you here, and I know the family here will be looking forward to seeing you too, and I know everybody keep asking me, how Brother Walter? So at least they'll get to see you for themselves one more time.
Yeah.
And they'll ask
one
yourself
more
how you feel. Yes, one more again. So glad what? That I've been to tune in.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And we'll
yes.
hit MJ, and we'll hit some of those peanut butter cookies you be making.
Oh, here we go. See why you got to come on the air and put that out there, Brother Walter. Why you got to go there? Why you got to go there, Brother Walter? See? See where you're going at? Now you're going to have all kind of listeners trying to hit me up for my cookies. Hey, all the peanut butter cookies and stuff.
Join the party.
Now tell them. Join the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. They might get a surprise, and they might just be able to get some of the peanut butter cookies. But you know we're going to have the Juke Joint Jam the first Saturday in June. To kick off Black Music Month, we're going to be back at your favorite place, MJ Soul Food, with the Juke Joint Jam. So I'm sure you'll be up there jamming with us then, too.
I got me a new walker. I got me a new walker, 4 wheels.
There we go, 4 wheels. And you can do the 360, spin them around.
360.
There we go, son. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. So we're going to see you swing out when you get here for show then.
All right. Stay strong.
Thank you, sir. You do the same. Peace and blessings. I'll see you soon.
All right. Peace.
Yes, it's wonderful to hear when our members of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition call in. We have them all over the world, and so it's really powerful and makes me know that this show and my living are not in vain. When y'all actually tune in, when you actually Facebook message and say, oh, yeah, I'm listening, Queen, or oh, I like that show tonight, or whatever, it does make a difference, so please keep that coming. I appreciate when you tweet and you retweet and read a what's going on, crack your teeth, and you call here to the station, because definitely here with Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio, this year the We Show. And so thank you, Brother Walter. You made my night, and I will see you soon. And definitely everybody else, I hope you will do just what he's doing and drive to Rock Hill, South Carolina. Come on, celebrate Black History with me. I'm doing a presentation entitled What the Textbooks Don't Teach You. And that's going to be this coming Thursday, 8 p.m., Diner's Place, Winthrop University, and that is in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So it ain't on the coast, but it's a few hours up in the upcountry. So Gullah Geechee gwine up the country, but let them know what the low country be to do and who we da down here for true. Hunter chillin', this year the Queen Quet, head from the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. So glad that you taught them not robbery to tune in to Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Station. So thank you all the Hunter chillin', wherever Hunter to be. We hope that you continue to, for 365 days of the year, celebrate who we be, celebrate Black history, and create more power to our story. See Hunter chillin' soon, yeah? This year the Queen Quet, head from the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.